USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden raised $6.3 million in the first 24 hours after announcing his candidacy. Fellow Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren is criticizing Biden for attending a swanky private fundraiser for wealthy donors. And White House counselor Kellyanne Conway tells CNN Biden is not suitable because he doesn't have plans for the future.
I found his announcement video to be unfortunate, certainly a missed opportunity, but also just very dark and spooky in that it's taking us. He doesn't have a vision for the future. He doesn't mention President Obama, the popular president he served for 8 years in his video, who has refused to endorse him.
When asked by one reporter why he is the best choice for Democrats, Biden responded, "That'll be for Democrats to decide." President Trump is skipping tonight's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner for the third year in a row and instead will attend a campaign rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Texas police are looking for an Uber passenger who shot and killed another rider Friday near Houston. County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez identified the victim as 26-year-old James Grant Booker. The alleged shooter is on the run, and police are searching the surrounding areas.
A second companion to that individual came around the driver's side, around the back, and immediately began open fire into the back seat.
The Uber driver was unharmed. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial involving two women, scheduled for June 3rd, has now been postponed until September 9th. Prosecutors want the judge to allow some of Weinstein's dozens of other accusers to testify to show he has a history of violating women. Weinstein denies all allegations of wrongdoing. Young people in California's foster system will get free cell phones and internet access under a program approved this week that supporters say will bridge a digital divide. The California Public Utilities Commission passed the $22 million pilot program that will provide smartphones to more than 30,000 current and former foster youth between ages 13 and 26. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Oliver North says he will not serve a second term as president of the National Rifle Association. This comes after the group's chief executive told board members North was pressuring him to resign. The NRA's full 76-member board is set to meet on Monday. The governors of Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri, and the lieutenant governor of Kansas continue to push for regional solutions to Missouri river management after meeting Friday for a second time with FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers to assess flood damage. The four said they never want to see this kind of destruction again, and they're asking for more control. Governor Pete Ricketts of Nebraska says it's not going to be acceptable to continue experiencing these flooding episodes.
One of the ways we thought about this really is in three phases, kind of a short term, which is plugging the holes in the levees right now. Medium term, what are some of the intermediate steps that we can take together, working as states with the Corps? And in the long term, what do we do to change the way the river is being managed going forward?
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says there are four major levee breaks that still have inflow of water, and that's where they're going to start.
So right now, the Corps has existing funding to address the four major breaches that we talked about, but they do not have the funding to start the recovery and repair process. And so it's critical that Congress act and get the appropriation so that we can start the recovery process. All along the system, our farmers, our businesses, our communities are extremely vulnerable because this is a system that has been compromised up and down.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson says they're all on the same page trying to focus on the future of their states. Reporting from Omaha for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.